This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast, Common Ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think it's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking, communicating with one another, because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
It is time for our Common Ground segment. Joining us this evening, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine and Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. They're working together on bipartisan legislation to combat illicit drugs such as trank and fentanyl. Senators, thanks for being here. Senator Kaine, first to you, the Stop Trank Act. It is, among other things, to add this drug, xylazine, to global tracking of fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin, State Department threat assessments of international drug trade trends, and resources to hold countries accountable. Why is this important?
Brett, we do a report every year that the State Department does that really shines the light on what nations around the world are doing to stop drug trafficking. Right now, the focus has really been on fentanyl and some other important drugs that get trafficked, but this uptick in the use of xylazine, a tranquilizer that was developed for veterinary uses that has serious health consequences for people, that's being trafficked as well. And Ted and I, and we've both worked on trank-related legislation in the past, we want to add trank xylazine to this international narcotics control strategy report so that we shine a spotlight on the bad actors and then the Congress can hopefully take efforts against them.
Senator Cruz, how does this happen? Like in the Senate, do you just go to each other and say, this is a good idea? How does it physically, the process happen of getting together on this bipartisan deal?
Well, listen, the underlying substance, trank, is a real problem. It's a growing drug abuse. We had last year over 100,000 Americans die of drug overdoses, and trank is rising. It's called a zombie drug. And so Tim and I have teamed up together to say, let's get ahead of this. Let's stop young people from taking this drug and losing their lives. But in terms of how it happens, I'll tell you a dirty little secret, which is that Tim and I actually really like each other.
Yeah, we do.
And we work together a lot. We were both elected on the same day in 2012. And it's, Tim, I'm sorry for saying that. I may hurt you in the Democrat primary in Virginia. But Tim and I have teamed up on a lot of things over the last 12 years. I'll tell you, one of my favorite things that Tim and I did together was when there were comments in the House of Representatives that were really anti-Semitic and troublesome, and the House tried to pass a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, and it couldn't. Tim and I sat down and we said, look, can the Senate do better? And we drafted together a resolution that was a clear and unequivocal condemnation of anti-Semitism, and it ended up passing unanimously on the floor of the Senate. I think that was really important to show that not everything is partisan and we can come together on issues that are really important.
We have had some disagreements,
Senator Kaine,
like Nats versus Astros.
Exactly. Do you think that this is more unique for you two, or do you think that this is happening more and more, Senator Kaine?
It happens a lot more than people know. Still not enough. I mean, I would say we don't get a high grade for getting together to solve the hard problems, but we do a lot more together than people know. Frankly, Brett, cooperation isn't sexy. So when we do stuff together, it's not likely to get the attention as when we have disagreements. But this is one, look, the effect that this trank epidemic is having on Texas, Virginia, you could have any senator stand here and they tell you the same thing. They're really worried about it. And one thing in particular, trank gets cut into fentanyl. You often help somebody out of a fentanyl overdose with Narcan,
yep.
But Narcan doesn't help mitigate the consequences of Trang. So you see somebody and they're in an overdose and you think Narcan's going to save their life. Narcan doesn't hurt people that have taken Trang, but it also doesn't help them, doesn't save them. So this is a really serious problem, and we ought to know who around the world is contributing to it so we can take action against them.
Well, and for precisely that reason, last year I joined up with Peter Welch, Democrat from Vermont, in passing another bill on Trank directing the National Academy of Sciences and National Institute of Health to study what is an appropriate treatment and response. Mm-hmm. If Narcan isn't working, what will help people that are suffering from a potential Trank overdose? And so that legislation passed, was signed into law. And you know, you were asking a minute ago about bipartisan cooperation. I will say in many ways the Senate is almost schizophrenic. There are big issues on which we're sort of like Conan the Barbarian and we go battle in the gladiator arena. But there are a lot of issues on which simultaneously we work together. And look, it helps that the Senate is a relatively small body, 100 people. We serve with each other. We know each other. We know each other's families. And I'll give you an example, Brett. Last time I was on this episode, remember I was on with Henry Cuellar, and we were talking about my legislation to build 4 new bridges across the Rio Grande River from Texas to Mexico. And Henry, the Democrat in the House, led the effort in the House to get that done. What I didn't mention then, but Tim was critical to getting that done. And in the Senate, where we passed it, was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and both Tim and I are on that committee. And I made the argument as to why this was a good idea. And one of the things I like about Tim, even when we disagree, Tim always listens respectfully. No matter what you're saying, he will listen and nod. And if he agrees with you, he'll tell you. If he doesn't, he'll tell you. Not every senator does that, but at the end, Tim said, I think you're right, and I'll support you on this. And that was critical to getting it through the Senate and ultimately getting it passed.
It was a really important bill.
Note,
very important bill.
I'll just note that both of you are double common grounders. I mean, you've been here before. I want to play this soundbite from another Virginia senator, Mark Warner, about TikTok. Take a listen.
This is not about trying to get rid of the creativity. This is not about trying to eliminate your ability to make money if you're a social influencer. It's about the ability to make sure that this creativity that's happening on this platform can't be manipulated by the Communist Party of China.
Senator Kaine, I've read that you've said the devil is in the details on this bill and you haven't really fully committed to it. Where are you on the TikTok divestiture from where it is and away from the CCP? And do you feel the pressure that other senators have talked about publicly?
Brett, the national security issues are very real. I am a co-sponsor of a Senate bill called the Restrict Act, which basically says any social media platform in the United States has to meet a set of conditions, and if they don't, they can't operate here. I like that approach of setting out the general rules and then seeing how any social media company deals with it. So I'm already a co-sponsor of that bill, and it would have a profound effect on TikTok. I'm going to look at the House bill as soon as we get this headache-inducing appropriations bill off our shoulders, hopefully by the end of the week. I'll take a look at that House bill. Ted's on the Commerce Committee. That bill would go through Commerce, and I suspect there may even be some effort to take a look at the House bill, the Senate bill, take the best of both, come up with the right balance, and I'm going to watch that very carefully. But the overall concept, I am a co-sponsor of the Senate equivalent.
Yeah. Senator Cruz, you were in that briefing, the national security briefing.
Look, I'm very concerned about TikTok, really on two different levels. Number one, the threat it poses of espionage and surveillance of the Chinese Communist Party monitoring. 170 million Americans use TikTok, and they have the ability to monitor what they're saying, what they're doing on their phones, where they are. I think it's a real privacy risk to Americans who may not realize that the Chinese government has that ability. Secondly, I'm deeply concerned about the Chinese Communist Party using TikTok to push propaganda, propaganda that it's supporting. We've seen lots of instances, number one, of their pushing propaganda in support of the Chinese Communist Party, suppressing information about Tiananmen Square, about Hong Kong, about Tibet. But we've also seen data showing they're pushing pro-Hamas propaganda, they're pushing Osama bin Laden. And on top of that, they're pushing all sorts of harmful garbage to our kids, self-harm, cutting. It's amazing. TikTok actually has a comparable product that they market in China. And in China, they limit the hours their kids can use it, and they push videos on math and science and education. Yeah. They're trying to have their students study and be really effective. Here, they're pushing our kids to chew Tide Pods. It really is, I think, a problem. I'm glad the House has acted. Tim is right that it's now in the Senate. What I think will happen is the Commerce Committee will set it for a markup. We'll consider it on the merits. I hope we'll have a full and open amendment process. I'm not convinced the language the House passed is exactly what it will be in law, but I'm glad the House is acting to address this very serious threat. And one thing to understand is this bill is not about banning TikTok. For the people who use TikTok and enjoy it, this is not about getting rid of that. What it is about is forcing China to divest, getting TikTok out of control of the Chinese Communist Party, getting it in the hands of an American company, getting it in the hands of anyone other than China or an enemy of America, I think is very important and will benefit the users of TikTok and everyone else too.
All right, we're going to take a quick pause here. We'll be back after this.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
All right, this is not common ground here, but this is March Madness. Senator Kaine, you've got Virginia's James Madison Dukes. Looks like in the tournament, and you have a lot more competitors from Texas. You got the Texas Longhorns, number one Houston Cougars, Texas Tech Red Raiders, Texas A&M Aggies, TCU Horned Frogs, and Baylor Bears. Is there some betting going on there? Can James Madison best the Texas teams?
UVA lost even in the play-in game last night. We have James Madison and Longwood. I would not bet much money with my Virginia teams against Houston or any of the Texas teams.
So I will
say... Looks pretty
say,
good for you, Senator Cruz.
Tim and I have a long history of sports betting. In the World Series, when the Astros played the Nats, we had a wager. Tragically, we lost that series, and so I had to show up with Texas barbecue and Scheinerbach beer, and even worse, I had to wear a Nats jersey.
You did
now,
indeed.
I've won two of those bets over the last few years, but that one I didn't win. This time, I feel confident Texas is going to do better than Virginia in the tournament. I'll tell you my final four. I have UConn and Baylor against University of Houston and Texas. It's kind of a homer bracket.
Wow.
And my finals is Houston against Baylor, and I'm predicting U of H, go Cougs, to win it all.
All right. Well, Senators, thanks so much. We appreciate you coming on. Pass
Brett,
the word
about
Common Ground. Thank you.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.